Estás escuchando a Boat Radio.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Boat Radio Live, coming to you from the deck of Bonnie Lass in the magnificent Port de Sóller on Mallorca's north coast. I'm Mike McDowell. We are live online and on Mallorca's Sputnik 105.4 FM. Anyone with an interest in sailing or boats will doubtless be familiar with the name Wally. Wally yachts are among the most high-tech machines on the oceans. They are also among the most distinctive in appearance. When the first of the line Wally Gator was launched back in 1994, there was really nothing like it. Wally founder and president Luca Bassani worked with designers to create a yacht that was safe for his kids to play on. To that end, he cleared the decks completely, removing any running rigging and replacing it with hydraulic rams hidden beneath the flush teak. Well, since then, it seems there's no end to the number of designers keen to emulate that Wally look. In fact, designers in all fields, from ordinary household products to expensive cars, have cited Wally style as an influence. Wally boss Luca Bassani is a superstar of the yachting world. He was the very first interviewee on Boat Radio last summer, and he remains a supporter. A few days ago, he invited us on board Wally sailing superyacht Magic Blue in the Bay of Palma as he and the crew ran tests ahead of the Wally-class racing series at the Palma Vela. It was a glorious day down at the Real Club Náutica de Palma with 11 knots of breeze out on the bay, and Signor Bassani was keen to get out on the water.
We are setting up the new mainsail, the racing mainsail, and so we're going to do the last test before the racing. We're going to start with our coastal race.
Now, there are several Wallys sitting on this dock. How did you come to be on this one?
How did I come? That's a difficult question. I don't have any more my own boat because it's a bit difficult to be the Wally boss and also racing against my clients and my friends. So now I'm a bit jumping on different boats, but lately I'm racing on Magic Blue. I'm a very good friend of the owner, Mr. Tonino Cacaccia, and I'm helping him with the tactics during the race.
So tell me a little bit about this boat we're sitting on, Magic Blue.
Magic Blue is a 94-footer designed by German Freer, launched in 2002. She's been always very, very successful, and she's a very light boat. She's only 41 ton for a cruiser racer of 94 feet. So the boat is extremely competitive in any conditions.
And how do you hope to do in the Vela?
But, we always hope to win. Here we are trying to win. Actually, we've been second. Last year, probably again, we've been second. No. Last year, we've been fourth. This year, we have some innovation on board, a bowsprit, so bigger Jennakers, and also new painted hull. And now we are dark blue. Before we were blue. We have all the conditions and the motivation to win.
Wow. And tell me, are you allowed to have a favorite, the one that you're racing on? I mean, there are a lot of Wallys on this dock.
No, for sure not. I'm not allowed, but I don't have any favorite boat. I love all my Wallys. Probably those ones that I built for myself are those ones that I love the most because I spend a lot of time on those boats with my family or with my friends, racing and cruising. Mm-hmm. So I have a lot of beautiful histories on those boats.
So this is the kickoff to the Mediterranean season.
Yes, Palma Vela for us, it's the kickoff of the season since now probably 10 years ago because in this time of the year, I think Palma is perfect. I mean, it's a bit warmer than the other places up in France or in Italy, and the wind condition in the bay are usually perfect. not always, but you know how's the wind. But yes, you know, usually they're very good conditions. Swell is never too big, too high, too strong. But the breeze is between 8 and 15, 16 knots always. So it's perfect for the boat. It's perfect to start the season while the crews are not yet, trained like at the end of the season. So everybody loves to start the season here.
So does Palma hold a special place because it is the beginning of the rest of the season?
It's for sure now a tradition for the Wally fleet to start here. But I also have to add that a lot of the boats are spending the winter here in Palma for the usual, refits or just service, that maintenance that they do during the winter. So only half of the fleet has to sail down here to Palma. So it's, let's say, it's comfortable for everybody.
Now, over the years, we've seen more and more Wallys on the racing circuit. I know you're a little bit biased, but tell us what it is that sets Wallys apart from other racing yachts.
First of all, actually, we never had, let me say, in the history of yachting, such a big fleet on this size of boat. Because even at the golden age of the Maxis, we had 6-7 Maxis racing. We never had 12-15 Maxi racing. Now we have. The competition is very tough. We have results within a few seconds. We also had a couple of times two winners with the same corrected time at the second.
Wow.
The fleet is very competitive, and it's becoming more and more competitive because the owners, we have the rule in the Wally class that the owner has to steer his own boat. All the rest of the crew can be professional, but not the helmsman. And I think this is a rule that really helps the class to be so alive, because the guy who is spending so much money, not only to buy the boat but also to run the season, at the end he's the guy having most fun on board.
You say the owner of this yacht is a good friend of yours. Well, what do you think it's like to be helming during the race as a non-professional working with Olympic and Volvo Ocean Race and America's Cup sailors?
I think steering this boat of these sizes in a fleet of 12-15 boats at the start and also during the race around the marks, it's a kind of emotion if you're not very, very used to that. And this is what is giving to the owners this fun, big fun, because, emotion, intriguing situations, sometimes some surprises, good or bad. At the end, you finish the day, you come back to the harbor, full of emotions, full of a lot of things that has passed during the day in your mind.
It's probably also a lot of pressure.
There is a lot of pressure, there is a lot of stress. The maneuvers on such a big boat are not so easy. And if the wind is, in stronger wind, you have more the problems of the maneuver. Mm. In lighter wind, you have the stress of the tactics. Mm. Maneuvers are simpler, but the tactic is very difficult. So at the end, you always have a reason to be really under pressure.
And on big boats like this, it's particularly in strong winds, there are heavy loads on the boat. How dangerous is it?
Actually, let me say that the Wally have been designed and built since the beginning to reduce the dangers that usually you had on such a big boat. Because my aim was not only to produce racing boats, but mainly to produce cruising boats. Mm. For the families and the friends who are not professional sailors. So you can sail in difficult condition during your cruise, and you don't want to have any danger, or at least the minimum danger situation, for the crew, I mean, your guests and the family. And this remains the same during the races. But for sure, during the races, you go to the extreme of the performances, to the extreme of the maneuvers. So you always run some risks.
How big is the crew when you're racing compared to how it is to run the yacht day to day?
Let's say that the normal crew for cruising is three persons mm-hmm. on a 94. It's two persons on an 80-footer, and it's four persons on a 100-footer. But for racing, you really need, let me say, between 14 up to 18, 20 people to maneuver the boat. Then you need other muscles to move the sails around, to take down the huge Jennakers of 1,000 square meters.
Wow. I can see it's busy on this deck today.
It is already, but you will see when we go out. It will be much more crowded.
Now, for many people, it might be only a dream to get to go sailing on any one of these volleys on this dock. Can you give us a sense of what it's like?
But it remains a dream for me, too, because even on a boat like Magic Blue, which is 15 years old, once you set up the sails, I mean, you have a strong feeling of lightness, performance, easiness. And at the end, I can say that me, too, every day I'm a bit surprised by how fun these boats are. So I think that the most of the feeling is this kind of peaceful fun.
You said your conception sort of began around you and your family and your friends. So tell me about what you wanted to achieve with your first Wally.
Actually, with my first Wally, after many years of racing and cruising on different boats, because my parents were very passionate about sailing and cruising. They've been cruising around the world for 20 years. And myself and my brother, we were very passionate about racing. So I had the chance to have all the kind of experiences you can have on the sea, on a sailboat, since I was born. And after many years, I realized that out on the market, there was not a boat that was satisfying my wishes. Because racing boats were complicated, not comfortable at all, and not fast enough, because they were following some rules with a lot of constraints. On the other side, the cruising boat, yes, they were a bit more comfortable, but not so much again, because they were driven by the tradition, and the tradition was to be safe in storm conditions. Okay, you have to be safe in storm conditions, but frankly, it's probably 1% of the time you spend on your boat, the storm conditions. And at that point I said, I have the ideas, I have the experience, it's plenty of new technologies that I can put together and change a bit the rules of the game and make a different boat, a different way of sailing and enjoying the sea with this different system of the same factors. But, you know, you can use the same factors, change the system, and the magic cube changes. You know?
And what are some of those features that you pioneered, really, back in the day?
I think we can start from the sail plan with the self-tacking jib, which is allowed by the carbon fiber technology used on the mast. On an aluminium mast, it was not possible to do that because you needed to have the inner stays, you needed to have all the runners, backstays, so you needed to have a stronger material. With a self-tacking jib, the helmsman could sail the boat alone with our hydraulic system that we developed, and not just the winches.
So you were thinking about performance and also how comfortable the boat would be, but I think you were also thinking about how the boats look.
At the beginning, I was not thinking about the look of the boat. I was only thinking about I always like the flush deck boats, classic or modern, but flush deck for me. So I always try to make and design the deck as clean as possible, as uncluttered as possible.
When someone wants to build or buy a Wally, what do you think they want?
I think today it's quite clear they want a boat that could be at the same time fast and easy, which has been always our slogan. And fast and easy means fun, means comfortable, easy to be managed with a small crew, unless then you come to race. But, I mean, major part of the year is spent on the boat for cruising. Could be day cruising, could be long cruises, and you need an easy boat to do that.
Now, are any of the boats on the dock for sale?
No. Actually, right now, here between the fleet, we probably... No, actually, there is no boat for sale okay. in this fleet. maybe next winter there will be one or two for sale, because the owner will get new boats. But right now, they're not for sale.
What will your role be on the boat when you're out racing?
Usually, I was the helmsman. But today on Magic Blue, I will be the tactician. But you know, I'm a bit aggressive when I'm racing, so I try to cool down and not to be too pushy with the owner. But I like to be the tactician because I have more time to look around and to take the decision where to go. Because at the end, you need a fast boat, you need a good crew. Usually, if you have a slow boat, you always make big mistakes in tactics. I mean, you need a fast boat to be a good tactician. But at the end, a tactician makes a huge difference in the results. Because in terms of speed, you can lose... let's say 30, 40 seconds. But in terms of tactics, you can gain really minutes or lose minutes.
Oh, wow.
So it's a big responsibility.
Well, it looks like the new sail is ready to go, and everyone is getting very busy on the deck, so we must say goodbye. But we wish you fair winds and safe sailing, and good luck in the Vela.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure to be with you under this beautiful sun of Palma.
Thanks to Luca Bassani, the boss of Wally Yachts, and to Monica Paolazzi for organising that for us. We had a fantastic day down at RCNP on board Magic Blue, and there's some video and a few photos of that terrific experience on our Facebook page.
Bonnie Last Charters is Mallorca's number one experience.
Bonnie Last is a 57-foot converted fishing boat. She was built in 1949 as a herring ringnetter in Scotland, and now she's set up for the Mediterranean. Apart from just relaxing in the sunshine on the deck, there's paddleboarding and any kind of exploring you can imagine up along the north coast of Mallorca here, quite often with Maggie the dog in tow as well. Bonnie Last Charters is unique because no charter is really the same. We work really hard to make it the perfect day for each individual client. To be able to go out and enjoy the day with the guests on board is just fantastic.
For more information and to make a booking, visit bonnielastcharters.com.
My name is Matt Rutherford. I am the only person in history to have circumnavigated the Americas nonstop. I've sailed alone across the Atlantic twice, I've crossed the Pacific, I've sailed through the Bering Sea and around Cape Horn. I understand the challenges you will face trying to accomplish your blue water dreams. And I know how important it is to have the right boat. Whether buying a blue water boat or selling your blue water boat, Rogue Wave Yacht Sales has the experience to make that happen. Email me at matt@roguewaveyachtsales.com.